T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Stapleton is with us on the phone. And Dan, of course, we continue to watch coronavirus numbers throughout all of Western New York. And that, of course, includes Niagara County. Just broadly speaking, you know, how busy has testing been for Niagara County officials, especially as we get so close to the holiday season here?
Well, the testing has definitely picked up over the past few weeks. A traditional day might have been an average of, say, 500 or 600, maybe 700 during the middle of summer. Last week, we did a new record of 2,200 tests were performed on Niagara County residents in one day. And this past week, it's been about anywhere between 1,100 and 2,000. So the testing has definitely picked up.
Who is able to get a test for free in Niagara County, and in what situations would somebody have to pay? We're really trying to analyze, for our story here, we're trying to analyze, you know, who's able to get these tests for free, who has to pay, who's eligible to get a test in Niagara County.
Well, everybody has different health insurance, but I'll tell you, for people who need to have a free test, regardless of what their health insurance is, the NCCC site, Niagara County Community College, the site that the state is running, is free of charge. That's open 7 days a week. It's done right in the vehicle. Nobody has to step out of their vehicle. They would call. We have that the phone number on our website under our COVID button. And so people would be able to get that for free. Right now, they're looking at a delay of scheduling of about 2 days. And the results are anywhere from 4 to 7 days that people have been experiencing over the past week or so. The number they call would be 1-888-364-3065. And like I said, they can call that and then speak to someone about getting a test.
Is there a difference then in somebody getting a test through the government agency? You mentioned NCCC. Is there a difference going through there versus going to, say, an urgent care center or a local pharmacy?
Well, the when we talk about it's a PCR test that's done. It's a nasopharyngeal swab is the test that's being done at NCCC. That's the longer swab than the rapid, but it's also more accurate than the rapid testing. So, if people go to the NCCC site, they'll be able to get the nasopharyngeal swab done, which is the more accurate of the tests. But that shouldn't stop people from going to the other locations located throughout Niagara County. Once again, there's a link on our website for all the testing sites available in Niagara County. But the PCR one, the one with the nasopharyngeal swab, is the most accurate of the tests being done right now.
Does it matter if somebody is asymptomatic? Can they still get a test in Niagara County?
Well, there's a number of questions that they'll ask them when they call NCCC, when they call that number that I gave you. They'll ask them a number of questions. Have you been in contact with someone who's positive? Do you have symptoms? All those types of things. So people, they'll be asking them a number of symptoms. Once again, that's run by the New York State, not by my county health department. So they would need to, they'll be asking them testing criteria for the state.
Okay, so you guys are going to be following the state testing criteria on that one, just so I have a full understanding.
Yeah, they're going to be, like I said, they're going to be asking them a number of questions, which the criteria might be different than what is done at an urgent care center.
Okay, and then switching topics, but still coronavirus related, this is the microcluster zone initiative. I know that's a state initiative that's out there, but you know, there's parts of Niagara County, specifically the city of North Tonawanda, that are in a yellow zone right now. What's your understanding of a county getting into a threshold into a zone specific to Niagara County, because I understand that, you know, while Niagara County is not anywhere like New York City, it is similar to Erie County, but yet the thresholds are different to get into a certain zone. What's your understanding of it as it pertains to Niagara County?
Well, when you look at the criteria that the state uses, once again, these are criteria from the state, you need to reach a certain threshold in order to be listed into the yellow zone. They look at things like hospitalizations. They look at your daily infection rate. For example, when you compare the infection rate in New York City, if the infection rate is 2.5% or higher, they go into a yellow zone. It has to be between 3% and 4% outside of New York City. The reason for that is the population density in New York City is so high. So you need to be even more stringent and more vigilant because of the population density. So here, you know, outside of New York City, it's 3% to 4%. But also, it's important to realize that they look at not only the infection rate, and that's a 7-day rolling infection rate, but they also look at what are your hospitalization rates looking like. Those are important things as well.
Why do you think it also varies, though, between a place like Erie and Niagara County? For example, the red zone in Niagara County, according to the state metrics, is a 5% positive test rate over a 7-day rolling average over 10 days. 5% for Niagara County, but for Erie County, it's 4%. Do you think it's also a population-based metric?
I believe it's also a population-based metric, meaning the population density of the area where you live is very important. So if you live in a pair where there's more people per square foot, per square mile, then the density is going to be higher, and it's easier to contract the disease if you're in a highly density area.
And Dan, as we wrap up this interview here, what's your message to people as we get into the holiday season? You know, we have a lot of government officials like the governor saying avoid Thanksgiving gatherings. He's worried about these next 37 days because it's the holiday season. What's your message to people in Niagara County and frankly, any Western New Yorker that's listening to this interview?
My concern is the same thing. I want to make sure that people follow the rules. There's nobody who can say that they don't know what the rules are. It's actually whether people are actually following the rules or not. So we're telling people follow the rules regardless of where you live. The rules are the same regardless of where you live. So follow the rules regardless of where you live and make sure that you're doing your part to stop the spread. If we have more and more people getting together and you increase that population density, then that's something that concerns all of us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.